your boy DJ ATLLM Styles kicking it with Six Eyes and the Squad. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay, well, welcome. Yeah.
Hey, Queen.
Hey, Miss Uncheckable. How are you, baby?
I'm good, and you?
I'm here.
Everything tonight?
Huh?
Hello? Are we going to have a show tonight? Or?
Are we in here? Hi, Godfather.
Hi, Miss Flame. We are very late. I just
wondered. It says that we are muted. That's what it says. We are muted.
It did say, yeah. It's finally said unmuted.
If I'm getting messages, I don't have anything to download messages. So if they can send me a text message, I'm not going to believe it again.
It's a music change.
What's up, everybody? Sorry we're late. End up had to go out for a minute, and I thought I had my laptop in my car, and somebody took it out.
Can anybody hear the sound of my voice?
Hi,
so I'm giving a shout out to everybody, everybody in here. I apologize for the technical difficulty. Sorry about the dead space. I apologize for the dead space and dead time. I know tonight, also last week, we had a guest on, and I finally do have his music queued up tonight to be played. But I'm going to let my guys, the squad, get in here and do their thing, you know what I'm
AJ
saying,
and
get
the
it
squad.
All together and wrap it
up. It's AJ and the squad.
AJ and the squad.
Yes. Most definitely.
All right, AJ and the squad and DJ Mr. Is Mr. Six Eyes on the line, too? All right.
Man, listen to me, man. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This cannot happen again.
Oh, yeah, this is dead space. Yes, it cannot happen again.
Fall. Come on, man. Last week somebody stole your laptop. They think it tomorrow's, man. Come on. How does this keep happening every week?
No, this didn't happen last week. We was on time last week.
Come on, man. I don't have nothing more to say. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. How's our mental today?
Our mental is great.
My mental is great.
It's been challenged, but it's great. Thanks for asking. How's yours?
My mental will be.
It's kind of up and down, you know, but I'm holding on.
My mental is extraordinary, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, in spite of situations of the circumstances. We're going
to... Nobody's really learned how to spell that word yet. I'm waiting.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-D-I-C-I-O-U-S, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, no. Somebody has an education.
I
don't
want to go anyway, so...
You better spell it.
Dude.
I didn't know if it was right or wrong anyway.
How long did it take you to learn that?
Long time. We started this, when I was in the fourth or fifth grade or something, and we had to put paper, make the paper letters, you know, make an S, you know, mm-hmm. and spell our truth and then count. Our teacher had us to do it. We had to do it in school. That came in history.
But I'm glad the squad is doing good. Y'all meant for good and everything.
The squad. AJ and the squad.
Wow.
Just real quick, I just want to apologize to the 6 Eyes Radio
Hello.
Network
Hello.
Listeners for us airing a little late tonight. And the phone lines are open, 424-239-6167. Please join us, give your opinions and thoughts, sharing some conversation with us.
Come talk for us. Check.
Come and talk for us.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this AJ in the squad?
This is AJ in the squad.
Hey, this is Brett from Oklahoma. How are you guys doing?
Well, how you doing?
Oh my God, all you women, I'm just melting. Look.
What?
Now listen. I've been checking everybody out. I love it. And I just want you guys to keep it up. I love it.
What was your name? I'm calling from Oklahoma again, sir.
Bradley.
Oh, okay.
Bradley. I love your name.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you be careful, ma'am. Out there in Oklahoma. We don't
Hi,
want you to melt.
Hey, baby. Look here. I'm just sitting here drinking a couple of beers. What is it called? Modelo.
Okay.
You got any wine over there? You got to share with us?
I will run to the store.
Somebody out in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Some Arbor Mist in the house. Can I get a little glass?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
You got any chocolate covered
strawberries over there?
Yeah. Chocolate
and whipped cream?
Oh, my God. Honey, hold on.
We sure appreciate the callers.
Hey, thanks. I don't want to hold up the show, but I'm here listening.
We gotta love our callers for us.
Gotcha. We have the best callers in the whole world.
Yeah.
I thought I heard somebody else, a young gentleman. I thought I heard another call in the background. I was trying to be heard. I might have been incorrect, but I thought I heard somebody else. Okay, maybe not.
We got another caller. You calling them Chris?
What's up? You got Jai in the building.
Hey, Jai. What's going on, sir?
Yeah,
we're doing all right. What about you, sir?
Does everybody know something I don't know? Mr. Ja, are you a celebrity, sir? No, but we know Ja, though.
Okay.
Why don't we let Ja introduce himself to the world, since y'all know
him? Come on, Ja. My brother, Jerry.
Where you calling from, sir?
Yeah, I'm calling from Oklahoma. I'm from Australia, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma again? Okay. You know how we do it. You from Arbor, Anadarko area, huh? Yeah. Hey, I'm checking out the show, but I'm going back on mute.
We're going to have to make sure Bradley comes with us.
Okay.
Please.
Pack good. Your bag.
Is that somebody else I heard in the background?
I think
so. Somebody's on mute, I know that.
You said something. I couldn't hear you, Queen. What did you say, Sweetie?
Hey, DJ, somebody is on mute. They're trying to talk, but they said they're muted.
Okay.
And if you are in the host queue, please press 1. Try that first. And if that still doesn't work, then we'll try to see what we can do about getting you on the air.
Because we want to talk to you, okay?
Excuse me, everybody. Hi, this is 6 Eyes of the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Please make sure all mics are muted. Please double-check the board. Go up and down the board. Make sure any hands that are raised to raise so they can get on air. Thank you. Now back to AJ and the squad on the 6 Eyes Radio
AJ
Network.
AJ and the squad.
424-243-9617. That's AJ and the squad. Say it with me. AJ and the squad. AJ, 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 AJ and the squad.
And may I, while we talk
about
AJ and the squad, can I just say something, please?
Go ahead, Queen. What would you like to say, Sierra?
Well, first of all, this is the Queen. Hello, everybody. I just want to say this about AJ. You know, we specified that this is AJ and the squad. So I just want to say this about AJ.
I mean, I'm about out of here.
So,
I'll be back.
I'm so sorry. But you ladies, let me tell you ladies
back.
Just right
here.
Hey,
you say that,
right
say
there.
That sorry word again.
You better,
we're going to
right
box on air live, I promise.
Okay, I apologize. But this is the finest man. I'm telling y'all. You ladies,
here.
You just have no idea.
Uh-oh.
This man is such a sweetheart. Oh, my God. I got to let him know. I got to let him know.
All right. Can you all do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. On the count of 6, we're going to say what the name of this show is, and then later on in the show, we're going to check to see does everybody know what the name of the show is. A 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6. AJ
and the squad.
Oh, no.
AJ and the squad.
Uh-oh. AJ and the mother.
Hello?
Hello?
Brad?
Buckle up so we can take you for a ride.
Can I say the name? Can I say it?
You think you can? Yeah. You think you can remember it? If you think you can remember it, by all means.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A,
go ahead. Would you like to buy
a
vowel?
AJ. Yes, I'd like to buy an A.
A.
There's an A.
You
with
two
you.
Two A's. Ding, ding.
Is there
three
a J?
A's. I'm sorry. You have three A's. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, there is a J.
All right. I
like
to solve the puzzle.
Solve the puzzle.
I like to solve.
Go for it.
Go right ahead.
J and the squad.
You are a winner. Yeah.
Woo, 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 woo.
Thank you.
Pass your knowledge test. Okay.
You're going to get a cookie.
And what did you win?
You win Harold. You win Harold's chicken.
Hopefully
right
the chicken.
Chicago, Illinois.
Hopefully
the,
yeah, huh?
Yeah, crazy.
Yay.
Y'all wild.
Steven.
I love y'all, though.
I love you. We love you.
All right, please make sure you check those phone lines and make sure if any callers have their hand raised, please check the board. Check the board right now.
Did Queen the person I was trying to get through, or were they able to get through?
I'm going to check them right now.
Okay. We sure enough appreciate that. Mm-hmm. How's everybody else doing? How's everybody going on? How's your week been so far?
Yeah, it's going to love you.
Divide.
Good. Okay.
All right, sound like somebody's been drinking.
Oh, no.
Sound like somebody's been drinking some wine, but it's great. I am going through my first Mother's Day without Mom, so I am here reflecting, hanging out with my family, the squad,
right.
AJ and the squad.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm here. That's all I can tell y'all.
Absolutely, praying with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Phone lines are open at 424.
And your other mother claimed by another mother.
Thank you. So give a call. 424-243-9617. Press the 1. Join the conversation. AJ and the squad. A lot to talk about tonight. I don't know exactly what order, but entertainment.
So you've actually set the tempo for us tonight. That's where we were actually going to start, sir. So
well, thank you.
Great minds think alike, sir. Appreciate
you. Thank you, sir. So maybe I could come on here and be on here from time to time. Thank you. In entertainment news, we're sending up prayers for Missy Mistermina Elliott, who is battling Crohn's disease. So we want to send speedy recovery to her.
Yeah.
And also she battles sarcoidosis. So we just want to send out prayers from the AJ and the squad, Six Eyes Radio Network. Speedy recovery for her.
Yeah.
And also... Yes.
Yes.
And also in entertainment news, comedian Dave Chappelle, if you don't know, was attacked at the Flix. He was attacked. So I'm going to let our other host talk about that. But now back to the show, AJM The Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 424-243-9617. Press the 1. Join the conversation.
Yeah, that's really sad to hear about Missy Elliott. One of my favorites, iconic for sure, legendary.
Yes,
absolutely. Really a great woman, a great person.
She helped a lot of people.
Yes, she really did.
And
I feel like
she don't get her props like she should.
Right.
I love Missy Elliott. Okay.
Now they gave it to her before she got this, but after when she got this, they don't give her that much as prop. And I know what she's probably going through because my brother has Crohn's
disease. And did anybody hear about the Dave Chappelle situation at the Netflix? I believe it was a Netflix award show, but don't quote me on that. Did anybody hear about that? So one of the fans or a stalker, a strange, weird individual, somehow got into the show with a fake gun but a real knife. And so I guess when Dave Chappelle was done with his commentary, he rushed the stage, but he didn't pull the fake gun or the real knife. He just pushed Mr. Chappelle down. And at first they was charging him with like attempted murder, like all kind of felonies, like they had all kind of stuff racked up on him. Then, like, two days later, it's all over the news. Well, we're just going to charge him with a misdemeanor. He didn't brandish the knife. He didn't do anything, according to them, legally, that represents him doing felony time. So me and Queen have talked about a few things, and, you know, there's a big thing about free speech going on. And we think about what happened with Chris Rock. We think about what happened with, I believe it was Tom Cruise, when he was at a comedy club. I believe it was Mr. Cruise. And he went up and snatched the woman's wig off her head. And now you have this situation with Mr. Chappelle. So me and Queen were talking about it. Comics are usually known for saying whatever they want. Like, you know, once upon a time, they were given that privilege. Like, everything and anything was on the table. They could talk about it, make a joke out of it. But as we've been noticing, what I've been noticing lately, they want to scare them. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about the LGBTQ. So you got to understand what's going on, in my opinion. Like, we have a lot of our rights are being taken away from us. And you, when you sit back and you watch certain things, you say, well, this is America and we have freedom of speech. But yet you're telling comedians you can't say this, you can't say that. And now you're trying to create an atmosphere where maybe comics are like, well, I don't want to do a show. It's not worth somebody attacking me or slapping me or coming up and, you know, doing something really wrong to me or hurtful to me. And then be in the news and be exposed and go through all that that what goes along with it. So that's just something we were talking about. So how do you feel about that? What do you think about it?
Well, meeting Dave Chappelle, and great guy, Springfield, Ohio, not far from me, and you, AJ, and
absolutely
very down earth guy. He might call in later on. You never know. The thing about it is, Dave Chappelle is one of our poetic philosophers, comedians. Very intellectual comedian. I mean, last of a dying breed. Okay.
Right.
Of course, we got the Richard Pryors, rest in peace. We got the Red Fox. We got the Eddie Murphy still. Charlie Murphy has passed on. But of this generation, I mean, that man can get into any forum, any set, and conform to whatever's going on and be spot on with it.
Right.
You know, and it's like an artist. If I was an artist, AJ was an artist, and the Queens, you know, formed the Finettes, okay? So it's like the producer censoring the music. Oh, we don't want you to sing this. We don't want you to sing that line. So you can't censor the art of the comedian. I mean, these comedians work on these sets, you know, for hours. You know, they work on these sets, you know, and once you get a routine down, it's hard to switch up because you have to be politically correct. You know, I think a comedian should retain his or her artistry, you know, to how they wrote it. You know,
absolutely.
And when you go to a club, when you go to any club and a comedian, you got to be on point. If you wear if you wear a fucked up outfit, they gonna clown you.
Right.
You know?
Facts.
So if you sit on the front row and I come in there looking like I got dressed in the dark, then they gonna talk about me.
Like
you know?
Ass up.
But I'm the one that got dressed in the dark. You know, so is it Dave Chappelle's fault? No, it's my fault. No. I got dressed in the dark.
In the dark.
Okay. So, you know, look like somebody, you know, like Stevie Wonder's stylist dressed me, you know. Sorry, Stevie, I love you, but yeah, you know, Tamika knows she's wrong for dressing him like that.
Hmm.
You know, so
hey,
what
I just wanted to cut in real quick.
Go right ahead.
Queen, I was letting Queen know I'm here.
Oh, hi, Stephen. How are you, baby?
I'm good. How are you, Queen?
I'm
all
good.
Right, brother,
thanks
take
for
over
coming
the show.
In.
Welcome, welcome,
yes,
welcome.
I'm enjoying it already.
All right. So I'll be quick, brother. I'll be quick, I promise. So that's what it is. You can't take away the artistry of the comedian. Like
right.
I said, they write their routines, and they get it down. You know, like I said, everybody, you know, gets it. Nobody's off limits. And remember, they talked about Jesus, so we have nothing coming. All right, I'm gone. I'm here, but I'm gone.
Amen.
Stephen, come forth. Come introduce
yourself
to
us. Is that your friend,
us.
Queen?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to introduce your friend to everybody?
Stephen.
Stephen, don't be shy. Welcome to the Synchronized Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. Welcome.
Come on up.
I brought him out right. I gave him a great introduction.
You did.
You might have to turn your phone up just a little bit, sir.
Can we get an applause? Where's the...
Oh, wow. While Stephen's preparing to come,
Stephen, we don't bite.
Yeah,
sticking sure?
with
you
entertainment
sure
history.
That?
I'm sorry, entertainment news. I wanted to mention Noemi Judd dying also. And the test revealed that she died by suicide. She's been dealing with mental illness and hadn't told anybody. Again, that is again.
Definitely.
And not to cut you off, Queen, but because you said that, just to let everybody know, Six Eyes Radio Network listeners, that this is Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, so we like I say, around here we do our mental checks. We call each other on a regular daily basis. You know, how is your mental? We suggest that you do that with everybody you know and everybody you love, because that is a big, serious situation, issue that's going on right now, is mental health, and there's from the youngest to the oldest. So we really need to be focused on it. But not to cut you off, Queen. I just want to throw that out real quick. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I like to hear you talking. You keep on talking.
I'm just saying. I told you. You know, it's my party. I do what
it. You're
supposed to be introducing your friend. Is what you're supposed to be doing. That's
well,
what you're supposed
I just
to be
texted him, Steven, are you still there? Come talk to us, baby. Come talk to us.
Steven, come on down. Don't be scared.
Yeah,
I'm here. So I'm actually. Okay, there you go. So come on up, baby. Come tell us about Steven.
Okay, so real quick about Steven. Steven is one of the most charismatic and open people you'll probably ever meet. I don't meet a stranger, and I am super energetic. Now, when it comes to energy, like running energy, I ain't got no energy when it comes to running because I'm fat. But other than that, all the energy you want.
We appreciate the honesty, sir. We appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
But
you know,
Steven,
I think with this pandemic, we all put on some pandemic pounds. So, hey,
but
nothing wrong with it, brother.
But
I tell you what I run for. I run for a damn buffet.
Right.
And knock your ass over too. Yeah.
And then talking about your size, Steven. What did you just do? You just bought your first what?
I just bought my first 2X shirt, so I have officially come down 30 pounds.
There you go.
All right.
Congratulations.
Oh, I hear that. Oh. Hi, boy.
Hey, Steven.
Boy, coming up.
Clap it up. Clap it up. 30 pounds down. How much more?
So,
30 pounds down.
So, you guys,
down.
I'm actually trying to get Steven lined up for us when we do our other thing. Steven is an awesome singer, you guys. You would not believe how talented this young man is.
Well,
so
like I said, don't give it all away, but coming soon. Coming soon.
Give us a note,
Give us a note, Steven.
Oh, absolutely. You can give us a little preview, that's for sure. But just a little bit.
Just a little taste.
Just a little bit.
All we need is a little bit.
Right, that's good enough right
there. There it is.
Let me give you a little Stevie. If I gave you some Stevie after, you know, Stevie Wonder. I don't want to bore you with this. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you. That's it.
We
that's
love
it.
You,
Steve.
That's it. That's it. Right. Good enough. That's all they need to know.
All right.
Coming soon to prime time on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Hey, you're on your way.
AJ
you're
and the squad, we
way.
Have something for you. Believe that.
Hey,
beautiful, Steven. Thank you, Steven.
Hey, AJ, I believe he knocked the females off their feet.
As he should.
Can't stand one of them right now. Wake up.
And the next line, they're going to love him more and more.
As they should. No, if you can't move them, then I don't know what you're doing. You got to keep them grooving.
All right.
Make them move.
We lost Gerald and we lost Luther, but we got Steven.
It is.
And we got Ja out there too. We got Ja
That's
out there
right.
too.
All right.
We sure enough appreciate Queen and her friend coming through, giving us a little sample and preview of what's to come.
Welcome.
Thank God,
Steven, baby. I love you. I will see you tomorrow. Come back anytime.
Excuse me for 1 minute. ATL, can you please check the board to see if there's any callers who might have pressed the one since we've been having this great, great, great dialogue? Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Everybody just got quiet on me. Is your friend gone?
Yes, I think he's gone.
Okay, all right. Appreciate you, Queen. Appreciate you for that. Bringing your fan through. And we definitely have more surprises coming.
And let us not forget, Ja is out there, too. We invited Ja. Yeah. So check us out.
What's going on, Ja?
Y'all doing all right?
You might want to turn your phone up a little bit, sir, if you could. Just a little bit. What did y'all meet Jaw from? Because y'all really didn't tell us too much about y'all friend.
He came over to the line.
Oh, okay.
He's from the
line.
Okay. I know Jaw from the line I be on. Shout out to homie 11.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bro. And shout out to Pride and Joy Family Empire number 10.
Number 10.
Is that what we're really doing right now?
I'm sorry. Shout out to the university. Okay.
Go ahead, Uncheckable. Go ahead, Alex.
Come check your girl out, Uncheckable. Check.
There you go.
I got number a big glitch 10. In the system.
Right, baby.
Serious glitch in the system. Is everybody getting ready for Mother's Day tomorrow?
Yes, I'm just gonna enjoy my day, relax.
What are
and get catered to? You know what I'm saying?
What are the queens have planned for tomorrow?
Steven said, "Y'all funny, not check."
Mm-hmm. What do y'all have planned for tomorrow?
Dinner probably, church.
My daughter's cooking dinner, and you know,
yeah,
I'm gonna hang out. I saw I want my gifts at 12 o'clock. Okay.
Oh no.
Yes. Since she's been a little girl, this Christmas. Can I open up like one of my gifts, please?
Yeah.
Just one of them. I said, what you give me? You really want to know? I said. Nah, I'll wait. So I was like, can I open my gift up as well? She said, I guess so. It don't matter to me. I'm like, so I'm like a big kid right now. I want to know what she got me. So,
okay.
Mama needs some new stuff on everything.
Right.
Well, my mother's day is going to be eating. I started some collard greens and some smoked neck bones and potato salad.
Sounds good, Master Clayton.
Cornbread.
Okay.
Cornbread. My mom is transitioning over, but my sister is going to put flowers on the grave tomorrow. But I'm just grateful. And I'm grateful for the moments, the day, the years that the Lord blessed me with our mom. And she still lives on in our heart because through her, amen, we continue to press on. So I'm grateful. And I don't.
Absolutely.
May I please?
Sure, absolutely, you may.
Evangelist Clay, you just said something. I just wanted to ask the listening audience about. So you said that they were going to put flowers on the grave. We were talking about that the other day. I particularly do not do that. I've never been. If my mom's been dead almost 22 years. I've never been out there. You know, if I'm out there for somebody else's arrangements or whatever, I might go past there, but I just don't visit, but I know some people that do it regularly. So how do y'all feel? Is that something that needs to be done? Is it just something people are used to doing? Do you not do it? You know, what y'all think about that?
May I?
Absolutely,
it's funny you said that. My brother's birthday was on the 28th a couple of months ago. So I hadn't been, per se, to the gravesite. I know one friend, she goes all the time. And, you know, I just don't have the transportation to get there. But this past birthday, I did send my daughter, and she put balloons and stuff out. And she said it was actually, you know, like some pink roses growing by his gravesite. So, you know, I like doing that. But before I lost my sight, someone took pictures of him at his funeral. And that was my way of seeing him, because he just looked like he was asleep. So I was satisfied with that, but it hurts me that I can't go sit and talk, you know, to them, but, you know, it's okay. But, yeah, I don't think it's weird or anything, because I can talk to him here, but I like to go there. It's so peaceful there, so, yeah.
Right.
But my dad, he's sitting on my dresser. We had him cremated, so. Yeah, so, you know, I don't think nothing's wrong with it, but it's to each his own, you know, if you don't do it.
Right.
I'm complete.
Thank you so much.
May I?
Absolutely, Mary.
Yeah, I just go to my mother's grave periodically to see. I just felt comfort knowing that the remains are there. Although I go out there sometimes, I get completely angry when they don't destroy something I put out there like a vase and stole stuff, and that really got on my nerves. And definitely knowing me, I'm going to the office and I'm going to express my opinion. And the main thing they told me one day, mother had some dogs in the cemetery. That really ticked me off. Because I know the cemetery is so well kept up.
Right.
And that turns me up when I go out there, they don't sow flowers and stuff. And I used to put nice stuff out there, but I don't do it too much now because I know people come by and steal it, they tear it up. They even steal a vase off the grave. That really makes me angry. And I don't got too old to get my blood pressure too high.
I know that's right, Godfather.
May I?
Of course. Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, my mother, she was the one that went to the graveside. She had a whole little map where she had everybody, you know, she knew where everybody was at. And she would, she would go out there every holiday. Every holiday she would go out there. And she had a map. And, like, you know, she's gone now, but my brother that's before me, a year before me, he does it now. He goes out there and do, you know, what she used to take us out there and do it. He goes up there and he do it. And yeah, he cleans the graves and everything. Changed the flowers out of everything. He'd be there alone. He'd be there a long time when he go. But yeah, we used to do that too.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, everybody, mom who may not no longer be here, they're still with you. They're still in our hearts. We don't have to look for the heavens. To the heavens, they're right here with us.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, when you smile, they smile.
Absolutely.
You eat, they eat. You know, so let's try to smile, eat, and keep smiling because that's what they want us to do.
Absolutely. And that goes back to part of the mental health.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I know some of y'all know my story. This is my third year without my mother. I just recently lost her to COVID. And on top of that, you know, every Sunday, I would always call my mother. You know, that was our thing. Every Sunday without fail, I'll call my mother. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, son? We, you know, whatever, catch up. So, and listening to everybody, you know, talk about having the option to be able to go to a graveyard, to be able to spend that time for whatever it means to you, however you connect. My mother, she passed away in Columbus, but she was from, you know, we're from Buffalo, New York. So she was actually transported out there and buried with the rest of her family. So I have a little memorial set up in my house with my mother's picture, and she went to Africa and had a handmade nativity scene made. And the last thing, one of the last things she left me was, you know, a black Jesus made out of real black wood on a black cross. And that's the last thing my mother left me, and it hangs in the middle of my living room. And everybody who sees it once, or everybody, because they've never seen a black Jesus on a cross before. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, and that's the way we grew up. Like my mother had, she used to teach on the Indian reservation. So she had lots of real, you know, Indian stuff hanging on the wall. She had a lot of stuff that most people wouldn't expect. You know, a woman who was, you know, European, German, you know, her faith, her belief, you know, you would just never know the type of things that was just hanging on my mother's wall. But it was beautiful because we grew up with a culture like that. So, you know, once again, not to get too far off the track, but just listen to everybody, you know. I think that if I had the option, if I would, I think that I understand that it's nothing really there, but who's to say something's not there? You know what I mean? And like I say, to each his own, but absolutely, like what Six said, you know, they're always going to be with us. They're always going to be with our spirit. They're always going to be in our soul. They're always going to be on our heart and, you know, and always reflect on the good memories that we had. And I just want to say Happy Mother's Day, and let's not forget that there are men out there, and we don't always take this into consideration, vice versa. That, you know, if our Parents Day, you know, men are mothers too, like women are fathers too. We have, you know, single parents out here, so I want to, you know, we're focused on the women, and that's a beautiful thing. But let's also not forget that there are men out here who are taking care of little boys and little girls too, and we have to, you know, give them that, have to give them that respect too. So
absolutely,
and with that,
And furthermore, you may
go ahead, Mr. Six Eyes. I come behind you.
All right. And the thing about it, one thing with Mother's Day, You're not a mother just one day out the year. You are a mother every day. So mothers ought to be celebrated every day. Mothers are coaches. Mothers are coaches, lawyers, counselors, relationship counselors. Mothers are advisors. Mothers are doctors. You all wear too many hats to be celebrated just once a year. So for all our mothers around the world, every day is Mother's Day. You know, I don't believe in that just one day to be a mother. You're a mother every day. Mothers have no time off. Mothers are doctors on call 24 hours a day.
That's right.
Mom, she's the one getting up, checking your fever, bringing your soup, bringing your ginger ale, bringing your juice. You know, and so your mother's every day. So I just want to say that. And for all the mothers around the world, all the mothers on the phone, happy Mother's Day. And everybody that's around the city and states and countries, happy Mother's Day from Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the squad.
Thank
Absolutely.
Thank you. And this is exactly what I'm saying. I just want to say Mother's Day just don't only go to women. It goes to the men as well, too, because guess what? If it wasn't for mamas, it wouldn't be no men. If mama didn't push them out just as she pushed the girls out, you know, same kinfolks, fathers, amen. You got mothers, too. So Mother's Day go to each and every individual, amen. And one thing for sure, you know, you got some mothers and fathers that have had 12, 13, 14, 21 heads of children. In my family, there are 21 heads of children go to one family, one man, one woman, 21 children. So, you know, and it just don't go to the women. Men, happy Mother's Day to you because you got a mom. And if your mama's still here, and whether she has transitioned over, you got a mom. You didn't come here. You didn't jump out the sky. Amen. And you didn't appear, amen, as Jesus did. But we got to know that you got a mama too. You know, and your mama yet still lives on, whether she's here or not. You know, so one thing for sure we can take away, you know, they say you look like mama, you look like daddy. You know, you're going to look like one of your parents. So one thing for sure, we got to know that we got love. They left love with us, and that's the greatest gift of all ever, man, that we love everybody. So I love you all. Amen.
Yes.
We love
you.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, love you all, too. And remember, energy never dies. Energy
never
dies. Just transfers. That is correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
And two, being a mother, too, a mother isn't just biologically. You know, if you're doing anything to nurture a child, if whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, whatever you're doing, the benefit, the upbringing of that child, you are a mother. You know, there's women that birth children that shouldn't be called mother. But whatever you're doing to be taking care of that child, you can still celebrate being a mother because you are that mother figure that's part of that village that child needed. And you're part of that, and you've helped upbring that child. So don't pat yourself on the back. You did it too.
Right.
Whether you birthed her or not, or birthed him or not, you did it too. Right. And you helped that child's life. So it's not biological.
And it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And being mother don't come with a handwritten book. It
You learn every day.
So I got a question for y'all. You probably don't think like I think. But I'm just curious to know. Now I know my mother and father. They were lovers of music. So I'm gonna ask you all, do you think we were created with music on or off? What do you think?
I was definitely with music on.
I'm
that's a good question because just thinking about it, like, how many of you, I mean, I'm sure there's a few moments in time where we've all made love without music, but I think, I don't know, the majority.
I don't know.
99.9% of the time, it was music on when, you know, when you were chilling, when you was robbing, when you was making love. Yeah, all that.
Leaves rustling, dogs barking. Yeah. It's been time without music.
Yeah, man. If I may add on to
absolutely.
That, man, love making is a harm, harmony within itself. You know, when two men, a man and a woman mesh together, that's a musical sound. So, you know, they making music right there.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And there's definitely a difference between making love and having sex. There's definitely a difference. Completely different.
And I think y'all discover y'all best high notes during that. Y'all hit the notes, y'all. Didn't even know y'all had in you.
Woo!
I know my daughter was made with R. Kelly and a little tango right.
See, that's one thing. They can say what they want. They can say what they want about Robert Sylvester. But
okay, but that's
man,
a musical genius.
He's a musical genius, and people can say what they want. You have to separate the man from the art.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is some serious.
We got to take a poll one day and see, like, you know, the majority of the types of music. Like, you know, we had the Quiet Storm, the Baby Makers. You know, I don't know if you remember those times. I know in my time, everybody was home at 8 o'clock ready for the Quiet Storm, you know.
You know, my mom and them played Booker T and the MGs, Green Onion. Junior Walker in the All-Stars, you know, and we listened to 96.3 WJIZ in our video.
96.2. Florida Gulf.
But I graduated from North High School in Youngstown, Ohio, and
I was at the radio station WRTK. Now WRTK.
Which one of y'all folks from that Al Green generation, I know some of y'all. Come on now.
Yeah.
Al Green.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
What I know about People Bison.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah. Man,
I don't know about that too. Teddy turning off them lights. What?
Teddy
Pendergrass.
Could they kind of go out?
The Lord, I
mean. Yeah.
Teddy said, turn them off.
He tells him, turn them off.
All the lights.
Okay.
Trying to turn the light off.
Now in the corner.
Frank Teddy. Right there.
It goes out. It's over.
Teddy was getting a little progressive
about it.
Yeah.
All right. May I come in for a second and get ready to go to a commercialized break?
Hold on, y'all. Yes, sir, DJ ATL.
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercialized break, and y'all can come back and finish this talk right after y'all and y'all song.
We appreciate you, sir. Good looking
Thank
out.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617. This is Lynn Towser. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All all right, back to the commercial. Get it, AJ and the squad.
Appreciate you, Mr. DJ ATL. Good looking out, sir.
Hey, ATL, on the board, type in SFX on the board.
I was listening to all the music he was talking about, and it made me start thinking about some of my mother's favorite music.
Mm-hmm.
She loved Neil Diamond. I don't know if anybody knows who Neil Diamond
is.
That was my mother's favorite. Like all day, like, every day she got a chance. And yes, all you heard pumping through the house was Neil Diamond.
My mama loved Luther Vandross, Freddie Jackson, all them. She just...
Now, did she like Big Luther or Little Luther?
She loved both of them.
You know, because when he, you know, when he was Luther with the curl, you know, I think that was the best Luther. But his curl never curled all the way over. That always concerned me.
My mama loved that Bobby Blue Bland. She liked the Bobby Blue Bland.
Bobby Blue Bland.
Checker. You liked it.
Y'all getting too old for me now.
Yeah, old school.
Old school.
You see it, sound effects? SFX?
Oh, that's a real.
I like a lot of old school. So my daughter was in a pageant when she was about 9 or 10 years old, and they had to do a talent. So her talent was singing. So when I told her what she was singing, she sung Teddy Pendergrass, When Somebody Loves You Back. And I said, well, that little girl don't know about that song. I said, look, y'all know who her,
nice
mama, her grandmama was. She knew the whole song. And she actually won that pageant singing that song. I said, yeah, that's all we listen to around here.
That part.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
My granddaughter is 28 years old,
and she loved old school. She loved the old school. I'm like, what you know about that It ain't this up-to-date stuff. She in that old school when I was 72, 73, back from Ohio prior to the Commodores.
Yeah,
or Commodores.
Yeah. They have a cool in the game. Yes.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Rock with cool in the game.
Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Mr. DJ ATL, you still over there, sir? Okay. Go ahead, y'all. I know Six was trying to get DJ ATL to pull something up off the board. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was a down-hard Jackie Wilson fan, a woman in love with the film, stopped dogging me around, and that was my And I can go back southern than that. There's some good Johnny Ace. And I learned from my mother about Tampa Red. So, you know, I got all that stuff. Bill Doggy, Honky Tonk, all that stuff.
You know, one day what we should do...
We got a fire alarm.
Yeah, we got sound. So let's go through a couple of the sounds. And when we have a good sound, we have applause. We have different things. We have Belton and Liz Corner.
Yeah, well, yeah, we might need that one right now.
Yeah, yeah, they all there.
Somebody gambling with their life. Yeah, that's the outcome of the consequences.
Oh, that's the whip.
Yeah.
I know what y'all going to do with that one.
I'm getting ideas, Queen.
Ready, set,
what is wrong with Rome?
What he going to do for money?
That's right. What people do for like money. That. They'll eat chicken.
Like that. Hey.
Hey,
Jay, squad.
Right,
come on, we're
getting ready to work
out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
2, 4, 2, 4, 9, 6, 1, 7.
Damn, man. The lines are open. Please give us a call. Join us. Share your thoughts and opinions with us. We're here partying on the 6 Sides Radio Network. We're 6 Sides Radio Network. And the
squad.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be on both of
them. A bunch of stuff on there.
Okay.
All right, I can see that, like, on some news type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And other news.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I like that whip. That whip was good for Black History. I like that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I think that's a good cover-up.
No whips, I want no chain.
How you gonna be?
Handcuffs. You got handcuffs.
Whatever you want
to
be.
Yeah, somebody on this show is not gonna be. Anyway, I tried to call you. Well, you know, just take care of business. I bet. What do they do for money? Eat chicken wings. That's right. Yes, HN Squad, eat 20 wings on air, and you will win an autographed picture of AJ of the squad. That's right, AJ will invite you out. Chicken wings with him. Why supply plans brought to you by...
Not good, yeah.
You're in. Pinelli, Wildwood, Radio Network. Eat chicken wings with AJ.
Isn't that Eddie Murphy right there partying all the time? Did he just try it up?
That's cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that right there.
Right.
That was Run DMC, I believe. I don't know. I could have scratched and mixed in Eddie Murphy and that right there.
It should be a beer opening and applause on there too. It's a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, we definitely know the applause is there. We heard that last week, so we know that's there.
Okay.
Don't be choking.
That was
up.
The shade tree.
That's right, what are you talking about? I mean, it's hot outside. It was almost 62 degrees outside. I'm just saying. I had to have a whole hoodie, a scully on. Got the lawn chair out. I was kicked back with some lemonade, chilling.
Yes, you were.
So it's Friday tonight.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
There.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay!
Yay! You were trying to say something, Mr. Six.
Oh. Is Pride and Joy here tonight?
Miss Pride and Joy, are you here tonight, sweetheart?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Yeah. What was going on? Somebody said that.
Right.
Spell the word. Quick, spell it.
I like that right there.
Oh, listen at the baby. Let me record that.
Y'all hear Tweety? Tweety, it's time to go to bed now. Look, you got to get up and go to school tomorrow,
okay?
I think
it's the baby.
Listen.
Hello, I'm
that's
Missionary.
No school. Ain't no school tomorrow.
No, that's what I used
I'm
to tell them when she used to have to go to school. That would be when we'd be on air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She would have to go to bed.
Okay.
That's when the twinkle, twinkle little star come on.
School tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I was going to get in that uncheckable mode.
A lot of stuff.
That's what's up. We definitely hopefully have time to go through all that. She was in the arsenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was going
the following program is intended for mature audiences.
Uh-oh.
Well, we could have used that like 2 weeks ago.
It's on there.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we definitely could have used that. That would have been the one right there.
Got everything you need. It's right there. All you have to do is use it. Now, Pride and Joy, later on, you and I are going to have
happy holidays from Six Eyes Radio.
All right. And speaking of holiday, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
You.
And remember.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You are a mother every day. So just remember that.
Every day.
And from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe. As people are going to prom, please make sure that you are safe on the road. Please watch out for drunk drivers. Back in the day, we used to have Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They since phased that program out, so we want you to be safe here as you all go to prom from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Congratulations to our graduates. Hold on. Excuse me, graduates. Did I get tongue-tied? You're damn right. Congratulations to our graduates, and everyone be safe going to prom. All right.
Absolutely. And that used to be the thing back in the days, boy.
Yeah, remember they used to have a car wreck? They used to have a car wreck,
man.
So you wouldn't even think about drinking. You know,
right.
Stuff like
that. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it was all
they
about getting one in front of the school with the fire department.
Right, right. They got to bring stuff like that back. You know,
right.
Got to bring stuff like that back. Because I don't care. You can be in a limo and you driving safe. But you got to watch out for the other people on the road. And,
right.
You know, just make sure you have a responsible, designated driver with you. And be safe as you
That's
go to
right.
prom.
May I?
Absolutely.
You may.
Since we're talking about prom, we do have some, amen, that are with us that their daughter or their son, if somebody text someone to their prom, to amen, was that you, Queen? Was that you that had someone to go to the prom this year?
No, ma'am.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
You did. Okay. Amen. And how does that feel now? I remember, you know, when I went to the prom, you know, Yonkers County, so forth. But now it's so totally different now. Do you chaperone them? Did you chaperone them, or did you trust them? Amen. To take your son or your daughter.
We sit down. We just had a nice long talk with her before she went. Me and my brother, as well as my sister, because her mother is passed. We sit down, had a long talk to her about the do's and what not to do, what they expect, what not to expect, and who to hang with, who not to hang with. So we had that long talk, and you just pray about it before she go. And you put that trust with me. She got that phone number she can call because she know me. I'll break my neck. If I have to go walking there, I'll break my neck to get to her. But, you know, I sent her there in a limo. She went in a limo. So she kept her word. She said, Dad, if I make straight A's through high school, do I get a limo? I said, you'll get it. So she had the limo of her choice, which is all pink. It was pink and blue.
Mm-hmm.
On limo. She had a blue gown on. I sent some pictures to some people. She went, had a good time, took pictures, and, you know, came back home nice and safely. And so we had the limo for the whole
curfew?
Weekend.
Did you give her a curfew? A curfew?
Yeah, she definitely had a curfew. Definitely, it was a curfew, but she had time to go out and have fun with everybody and came back at a decent time. So, you know, I got to be crossing my threshold at 2 o'clock. So, So, you know,
were you being dad? Were you twirling your fingers? Were you being dad, though? Did at any time you were twirling your fingers or you was looking at the clock, you know?
Yeah, I swear on the thing, I had my Alexa on the 30-minute timer starting at 12 o'clock. Every 15 to 30 minutes, it was alarm. I was like, Dixon, where you at? You on the way back home? You limo? You go okay? And about to hurt you, he respecting you. And I also had a long talk with the young man. He was nice. Pants was up on his hip like it's supposed to be. I told him what I take and what I don't tell her. What you do to my daughter, I kind of like did like a player's club thing. Take my backyard. You know, even though I'm feeling the pet, can't see. You know, what you do with my daughter? I don't got no problem, you know.
Now, whatever you do
like
to my daughter, whatever you do to my daughter, I'm going to do to you.
Yeah. Even
thinking about
like,
taking
you know,
my daughter
knows
to the Mosey Wosey.
So.
You know, the Mosey Wosey.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Things were different growing up because we had, like,
ain't
the
gonna
prom
be no
after
slow
prom.
Dad.
Right.
Don't be no slow dance, and I want you on the
chaperones.
Wall with the slow
we had
song
the
is on.
We had the prom breakfast and all
that,
that stuff.
Yeah, they did the little thing at they went to the IHOP, the little things. They tell me, well, Dad, some of my friends tell me they going to get around. I said, you can go back on back in. I don't care what nobody else thinks. They do. You coming back in.
Back in y'all days after prom, like, did y'all have, like, our thing was afterwards, like, the next morning we had, like, breakfast. And then everybody would go to, like, Kings Island or Cedar Point or SeaWorld or Six Flags or Like, I don't know what that was about, like initiation or just, I don't know, something to do afterwards or graduation presents. I don't know, but.
AJ, if you want to know who was at our prom, at our grad night.
Who?
Who?
I'm a say this and see if you know. I'll tell you this. If the lights went out in the park, the person that was there with the bright-ass suits, you could, they lit up the park. I'll put it to you like that. See if you can guess who it is.
My first guess would have been Elvis, but I don't think that's right. Then I might have went for Liberace. That's probably not right. Is it from Ohio?
Oh, no, but damn, you aging me like I forgot the pastor and Godfather is on
here. Bone Thugs and Harmony, man.
But you aging me like a Mickey Ficky.
He said Bone Thugs and Harmony. I don't think so.
No, Color Me Bad with them bright-ass suits on.
Color
Bad. Damn.
Man.
Hey, who wore the cross colors, man?
Sick.
Now, I wore cross colors. I
wore
sure
cross
did.
Colors, too.
Man,
first of all, y'all know that stuff coming back out, you know?
So when the song came on, was you engaged with a woman on the dance floor when that song came on?
Man, my first dance, my teacher, I danced with my teacher.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Man, listen, dude, this is something I wanted to do that anyway. She said, shit, we graduated.
That's terrible.
I said,
no,
yes,
it's not.
Ma'am. I said, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to be respectful. I got my hands like on the small of her back.
I wanted to grab that ass, right?
Man, I'm like Miss Simon. She said, hell, you graduated. She said,
hell,
you graduated. Man.
That whole year long.
I wanted to dance with my fifth grade teacher.
Listen,
Mrs. Smith,
she said,
cold.
Hell, you graduating.
Not
fifth grade teacher.
It was a great dance.
I wanted to say, no, okay. You grab all of us.
Man, when she used to write on the board, I'm like, oh, my God, can you write that again?
Oh.
Yeah, take your time. Shake it.
Man.
Just, can you move
man,
it just
that was
a
hell of a prom.
Very
nice. Very nice.
Terrible.
Oh, we dropped that truck right there. Pick it up.
Man.
Those were the days, though.
Yeah, man. And it was a teacher. I think it might have been Atlanta. Toy Bryan was her name.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, I would have went back to school for her. I'm telling you, the boys had the best attendance. Them boys showed up to school every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Full time.
I would have too.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Full time, on time, no problem.
On time.
Mm-mm.
Man.
You want me to clap the erasers?
I'm good.
Not a problem.
Yeah, so definitely shout out to the educators, you know, because a lot of teachers actually do care about the students. So, Queen, want to thank you and your
thank
educational
you.
Process with the kids. It's a beautiful thing because, see, these are the things that the kids are going to remember. You know, you always remember your teachers,
that's
you know.
Right.
And it's a good feeling. You know, it's definitely a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we had Teacher Appreciation Week this week, and it was good.
Yeah.
Our teachers did a lot for our staff, did a lot for us, our kids. You know, now the thing that works the most for me is when they make their cards, and they write stuff on them, and they write the word exactly how it sounds to them. And although it's spelled crazy and we know it's wrong, they do it good enough to where we know what the word says. You know, so, you know, pizza was like P-E-Z-A or something like that. But they do it enough to where I still know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But they sound, they write just like it sounds to them, and they make just the sweetest calls. And it's like, that's what it's all about right there.
And they might even make a pizza, picture of a pizza for you.
Yep, mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
That is beautiful.
May I?
And you may.
But now me myself and I'm old school. But we came up with if we done wrong in our classroom and our teacher sent us, we better not go to the principal office
Lord, don't send me to the principal office. Please don't send me to the principal because they had that scrap. And it was a thyroid scrap.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they sent us to the principal office. We come back. You know that scrap done been on us. So we come back with our face swollen, with water, done cried and cried and cried. We was getting whoopings in school. And when we got home, before we showed out in school or we did something we should not have done, or we left campus and went to the store, man, I tell you, we got such a tore-up whipping. But you know what, y'all? That was the best. That was the best because it truly helped us to be better stewards, better students, helped us to be respectful, you know. And then we were villains of children that was raised by the villains. You know, if Miss Mary Jane and Miss Lulu and Boo Boo and them down the street, you said something, did something on the way home, and then and you looked at them or cursed them and said something under your lips, when you got home, you got your behind toe up. When you went back to school, I bet you know how to do the add and subtraction, multiplication and everything just because you stayed focused, because those whippings helped broaden us to be better individuals that we are today. And I'm grateful for that, even though, you know, the kids, the parents go now and jump on the teacher. They fight now in school, carry guns and everything. Now it's so different now. It's so different now.
Really,
but we have to continue to just encourage our children to be the best, to do the best, you know, and try to get somebody like Queen as your teacher, your instructor, that's going to care about you, that's going to care about your education and your well-being. Amen. So I'm grateful we have a teacher on the panel. Amen. That can help.
That's right. Can we get an applause for the queen now?
That's it.
6 the other morning. And I was talking about, we were talking about something, I don't know. But this little girl came in and she just did the craziest thing. Man, I snapped at that little girl so quick. He said, oh, I was scared about that. But then I turned back on and started talking to him again. So I said, you know, I'm very defined, but these kids know I don't play with them like that. So, you know, I had to throw my mama voice real quick, and I came back down and calmed down just as good. He said, oh, you had me scared. I said, that's that respect, though. Because that same girl came back later and gave me the biggest hug, and that's just that respect. You can't let a child get the best of you, because once they know they got the best of you, they're going to run with that. And we got people that are scared to death and saying things to these kids. They out there hooping and hollering. If y'all get somewhere to sit y'all in now,
Evangelist Clay, did you go to a Catholic school by any chance?
No, I went to Consolidated. I went to Consolidated. All the same schools, same elementary, high school, junior high, all of it was the same school.
Okay.
I started out at Camilla Consolidated High School, you know, where it was all black. I didn't never get integrated until 1972.
Okay.
Integrated school. And that was in Youngstown.
I'm only asking you only because I know a lot of people, and we had a conversation, and a lot of people, you know, a Catholic school, Christian school, or something like a saint in front of it, St. Mary's, St. Matthew's, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And I know, because I went to, like I say, K-8. You went there first, and then you got through that, and you went into your, you know, high school years. But, like, they started paddling children in the seventh grade in my school.
Mm.
We had a nun. Her name was Sister Patrick. We didn't get along, but that's a whole other story. But, you know, the principal was given permission, you know, by your parents. If you know, your child acts up, you have authorization to paddle my child.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of children didn't want that because, of course, you know, everybody laughed at you, although I did have a permanent seat and I was usually paddled at least twice a week. But that's a whole other story. But it's just when you said strap, I was like, wow, that's kind of harsh. So, and I was just thinking about it because our principal had one of those paddles that had the holes in it with the special made hand grip. So, like I said, you was getting two swats off top. Like, there was no way. I don't care what you did. Getting two swats off top. And then it goes up depending on the severity of the, you know, infraction. But,
I just thought, you know, and then like I say, then you go home and you still got your ass whooped again. So,
right.
And then you come back the next day and, yeah, everybody laughed at you, made fun of you. You was more the most likely not to do that again. But I just thought that was that, yeah. And I appreciate that now because, like you said, without some of the things and you know, some of the tough love, constructive criticism, the way some of us, you know, we call, you know, abuse and all kind of things back in those days, it is what it is. But that's one way to look at it. But like you said, you think about how those of us came from those families, most of us, we turned out pretty good. We turned out all right. That's just my opinion, though, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I just want to share that right quick.
Go ahead.
No, I was finished. Go ahead, Six. I just wanted to put that out there real quick.
Yeah, but one thing about it, see, we have to get back to that proverb, it takes a village. Because it's like nobody wants the interjection until after something happens. Then it's too late. But when you're trying to watch out for the little king or the little queen, don't you talk to my Mickey Freaky son, a daughter, did you have him? Did you spend such and such minutes, second hours in labor? Then mother effa, don't say nothing. When little king or little queen get in trouble, you know, why did nobody say something? Well, we tried to, but you didn't want us to say anything to your Mickey freaking son or daughter.
Right.
You said, I did not birth him or her. The minutes, the seconds, the hours, how long you were in labor, and now you want me to help you. So we got to get back to that proverb of doing that, and they got to be consistent with it. Either you want the help or you don't.
Right.
Ma'am.
Go ahead, Jay.
shout out to the Lighthouse all across the world and all the rehab centers, the blind rehab centers, for, you know, like helping us out through our difficult times, like, it really helped me going to the Lighthouse and Ikree Woods in Chicago, you know, because I was, like, down and out, like, you know, oh, my God, you know, when you first go, you don't know what you're going to get, but, you know, it comes to, the turnout is nice, you know. So shout out to the Lighthouse and all the blind rehab centers across the world, you know, because there's a lot of different teachers you come across, your Braille teacher, your mobility teacher. I can't even think of the word, the home economics teacher. They teach you a lot, you know. So just shout out to them.
I'm glad you said shout out to them because a lot of people don't give the Lighthouse credit.
No,
it feels good for you to say that, you know, and I pushed that out there too for the
BLG,
so it feels good.
That's Miss Pride and Joy talking, you know. That's a good thing to hear your voice. It's a good thing to hear your voice.
Yes. But,
Follow somebody on blast on it.
No.
But no, you are definitely bringing up something good.
Yeah.
Like I said, I like that you're saying that because a lot of people have negative stuff to say about the Lighthouse. And I know, you know, that I have put it out there plenty of time, and plenty of people have came to me and thanked me for giving them, you know, the number and thanking me for, you know, whatever they needed from the Lighthouse that they were able to get.
Do you have that information on hand, Bonnie Chimes?
I got it in my BLB book.
Okay, I got you.
And the reason why I brought up the rehab centers and the Lighthouse is because, you know, people think it stops at college and high school and college. No, if you got something else going on in your life, like I went blind after I left high school and college, you know, so it still continues on learning different things. You have to learn how to deal with being blind, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said shout out to them because they don't get the props that they should get, you know?
Right.
Because you think the high school kids and the junior high kids is a mess. Some of these grown folks is a mess too, honey. Trust me, they are a mess.
Anybody?
I work with
right. Absolutely. Man, it's that. For real.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, guys, this is DJ T. Atlanta Styles. You know, I got a guest from last week, our singer. We finally got his single queued up to be played tonight. Say what's up, big man.
Hey, hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on with you, sir?
Hey,
what's
hey.
Going on with you?
Hello.
Well, I'm good. Blessed to be here. Blessed to be here.
Appreciate you stopping through,
he's
sir.
He's praying for you guys. So now we're
thank
actually going to get his future single, his single that he's actually pushing out there. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of story about this. Tell us about this song called Knock. Why did you write it? What kind of story? Why did you come up with a song called Knock Knock?
Knock Knock is actually about someone who's trying to just establish a relationship with a young lady. It's kind of like she's in the house and I'm trying to convince her to give me a chance and trying to impress her and let her know that if you let me in the house and you let me in your life, I can make your life better. And so I'm knocking on the door.
Knock through there.
And trying to get her to let me in, you know, so we can talk and have a conversation.
Wow, I mean, that's very interesting, guys. I think a lot of people are trying to knock at people. I think that's a real big thing. I'm going to go ahead and let you bring your song in, man. We're going to go ahead and play it. And then AJ and the squad is going to definitely give you a critic on it. They're going to listen. They're going to see if they like it.
Okay. Well, this is Knock Knock by Boogie the Beast. Beat me and Vegas.
Girl, what's wrong with me? Oh, it's happening.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
AJ
you.
And the squad,
man.
What y'all think?
Was good.
Dude, man, that was nice right there. That was hot.
Yeah. I still can hear it playing.
Nice.
What you
waiting on?
Talk about
lights
back.
What you waiting on?
Hi.
Put it in your playlist.
Check.
That was nice. Bradley here. Bradley.
It was.
I was up there. Yeah.
Are you on Apple Music or anything like that?
What?
Well, it's in the making. I'm an artist that in the beginning of making his debut.
Do you
have a video for that song?
I do have YouTube links.
Okay, well, let me find you. Let me see what you got going on over here.
You want to go ahead and put your YouTube link out there, sir, if you want to, so everybody can check you out. All the listeners on the Six Eyes Radio Network come check you out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I go by Boogie the Beast. That's one word. Type it how you do.
And that was Boogie the Beast, sir?
Yes. Boogie the
Beast.
Okay, we
just want to make sure we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
B-O-G-I-E. Boogie the Beast. B-E-A-S-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it D-A or T-H-E?
Is it Boogie the or Boogie the Beast? Boogie the Beast or Boogie the Beast?
D-A, I'm sorry. D-A.
Nice song, brother. Six Eyes here. Good song.
That's good.
Thank you.
That is.
All right. What you're waiting for? What you're waiting for? Get it wherever you want music. Music, Spotify,
Tidal. Knock, knock.
You need a remix from you, man.
This is
one of the songs I have to let. Six. Yes. Oh, yeah. Six Eyes, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Yeah, we need a remix for that one right there. You heard it, didn't you? What you think about it?
I got it.
I actually have a remix.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I'll be on the next one.
There it is.
Hey, save it. Okay.
You know, somebody throw you want to knock on six. Anybody in particular you'd like to discuss? Any pizza maybe got to do with the knock on the door, maybe?
Well, I'm there. Agricultural. I mean, there's birds that can't fly.
Wow. There's that shade again.
We got this Angel that joined the show. What's up, Angel? How you doing? Thank you for playing this.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, how you doing, Angel? Good evening. Good morning to you.
Come on. So who are on the line right now? I can know.
AJ and the squad and Six Eyes and Boogie the Beast, you know.
What's up?
Got it going on, and once again to all the listeners, you know, it is now officially Mother's Day, even though every day, as we stated earlier, every day is Mother's Day and Father's Day, but for those who celebrate on this particular specific day, Happy Mother's Day.
Check.
How you doing this evening, Angel?
Who else on the phone?
You got it. You got AJ and the squad.
AJ and squad, Six Eyes, Boogie the Beast, ATL. You know.
You have a whole bunch of callers, a whole bunch of listeners, but right now, Angel, it's all about you, baby. How you doing? What's going on with you?
I'm good, but I'm about to get off because I just got from work. I was, I'm blessed right now. Last week, you know, I said that I was talking to y'all. And, you know, about the information what had happened, but Everything is good. I work at an edible place, so do y'all know about edible? Like, you know, we had bring in for people that some people lost their mom and some people had moms and stuff. So we did, like, thousand, like, I had, like, fruits and stuff, like, 600, 500, 30, 40, whatever you can name it, all types of food, just back and forth, back and forth. And I'm a chef, and this lady, her name is Allie or something, whatever, so she hired me to come, and we just in the kitchen, and we just cutting up different fruits, putting in different types of stuff, whatever, and it's like a standard job, but it was something different for me. It was very nice, and she really came to me, and she said, I really like your work. You know, I like to see you focus. I'm the type of person, you come to work, I only be on my phone. So when you're on your phone, that's the scratch when the boss is looking at you. So she's like, you want to work? I said, unless you want me, you want me to get a break, but I don't want a break. I'm trying to get some money just like you.
That's
but
right.
She's
right.
like we did all that. It was like close to about 5,000 of stuff that we made total today.
Right.
And that's really was a blessing. And then tomorrow, we have a full day for all the mothers and stuff to come and get their gifts. So that was close to about all the stuff that we have add-in that came in, whatever, is close to probably about 1,500 of stuff that we had made in. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
so
beautiful.
I'm just
really
tired.
I know that they're very appreciative of your hard work. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you for your dedication.
I'm going to tell y'all before I had my homeboy line on him. I don't know if he was on there or not. I was trying to call him, but he answered. But next weekend, I don't know when, but we're supposed to be doing like a music together. And a song called Wake Me Up. And we was in the studio. And it was like, it's really going to be really nice. So,
we can't wait to hear it.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure you bring it back and drop it on the 6 Hours Radio Network so all the 6 Hours Radio Network callers and the listeners, and, you know, we can all listen to it. We'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Lionel, do you have any up-and-coming shows or any?
Oh, Lionel on the phone? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't on here.
I was just making sure I was calling you, but okay.
Yeah. I was on the air.
Yeah.
This July 15th, I'm gonna be opening up for Devin Steele's birthday bash.
Okay.
So I'll be in Atlanta July 15th.
Out here in my town, A Town. Okay, cool.
Yeah, at Georgia. It's gonna be at Georgia Stadium.
Okay.
Georgia State Stadium.
Georgia State, yes, it was used to be the former Falcon Stadium. Yes,
right.
I'll be down there, Braves were moved out to Cobb County, and that was the stadium they had in Atlanta. Was a Fulton was downtown Atlanta where Georgia State play at now.
Right.
So this is Kanye. How do you go live in Atlanta and not know where you live in the stadiums? How is that?
Hey DJ ATL, I want to tell you.
Oh ATL.
In Atlanta, y'all have one of the top things all on Instagram. It's on Instagram. It's on my pin page. It's on the skating, whatever the skating that's in there, and Ursa and Jermaine Caprice and Paul Mayweather, they came in there, they did something. So definitely in July, y'all going to have a lot of stuff. So y'all need to, everybody's in Atlanta right now, y'all need to be looking for that skating. Even though you can't skate, but just go in there and see. I think they're going to remodel or something. It's going to be like real big because they got one in New York. And I'm a skater. I'm a skater. And I had seen Ursa, and I said,
yeah,
time for Andrew to hit those skates.
Yes.
What
Usher, they did with a couple of them. Usher and a couple more celebrities. I forgot which ones they were.
But the thing about, I want to just give more detail about the South Atlanta Braves old stadium. Basically, there's a lot of history in that stadium because that's where Hank Aaron broke his home runs, right in that stadium.
Yeah, they did have that, but I think they're going to change it. I want to ask something else. How y'all feel about Floyd Mayweather that he's going to fight May 14th?
Who's he fighting?
Tonight. I forgot his name, but he's a young dude, and he really been, like, boxing ever since he was, like, 4 years old, and he, like, up there. So this going to be, like, a private event, and he only allowed in only 30 to 40 people to come in, and his ticket that's supposed to be paid for, it costs a lot of money. So if you want to be on pay-per-view, you can get on there and see it. I was on Instagram. I was talking. I was like, "What's the ticket? I want to get in there." And he sent me the link, and it's a link on the app that you can get on there. You know what I'm saying? You can get on the app, and then you can download it, and then the cost, whatever, like that. Then I said, really? 30 to 40, 40 hours just to watch you? He said, that's on the link, unless you want to just come to where they're supposed to be playing up in Vegas, whatever. That's what it is. But
right.
He's going to fight,
and
so this is going to be like a tough
fight. I believe
fight.
The boxer he's going to fight is Don Moore. Don Moore,
I told Floyd Mayweather, I got my
Floyd Mayweather is going to fight.
Dubai.
Mayweather versus Don Moore, Saturday, May 14th.
Rangers, Don Moore in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
That man can skate. Y'all need to get y'all skates, I'm telling you. Y'all love it. I was skating my mama's house. My mama said, what you doing with them damn skates?
Well, no, you know, and that you brought it up, like, you know, we can go there. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, we used to love to skate. Like I said, we started skating K to 8, and like I said, we got into, like, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. We actually had skate parties, you know, and that was fun for us.
Okay.
We were skating rink and go skating and all that good stuff. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all remember Midnight Star.
Skating is,
I don't know if y'all remember Midnight Star, but, man, no parking, no parking, baby.
Yeah.
No parking. No,
I know, but skating is
But anyway, though, we used to have
fun.
Some fun skating back in the days, boy, I promise.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, y'all see a lot of stuff on YouTube right now, like a lot of people skating. Skating is just for fun. You know, you can work out with skates and stuff.
That's right, exercise. That's
sometimes.
Right.
When you try to get your mind right or something, whatever. It's just fun. Like, everybody ride on their bike, on a moped or the skateboard and stuff. It's just fun. Like, me, I'm a fun person.
Know,
I love
you know, skating.
But,
you know, skating been out over 60 years ago. Over 60-some years or more ago, skating.
And you still can skate. You're staying
age
right now.
Skating was one of the best curriculums. We skated in Youngstown. Youngstown and Albany, Georgia. You know, so skating is truly a beautiful thing. Now it's something totally different now.
Well, my auntie is 67 years old and she's skating. Ain't nothing gonna stop her or whatever, but she don't have to have the rotor blades. I'm just saying, like, it's for fun.
Absolutely. Now let me ask you, Angel, do you prefer roller skates or do you like the roller blades? You know, they got the new
roller
blades now. You like the roller blades?
No, I have the skates, the ones that the spinning skates. You know, like you know how you see. Yeah, so.
Now, do you have indoor, outdoor? You got all-purpose wheels, like, you know, the trucks. You got a new truck system set up on your skates.
I got the Glow. Well,
you got the LED roller wheels.
I have the Glow Light. And also, you can, you know, some people, you can get your skate. You can take one of your skates off and put it on your back, and you can roll with it. Just go on YouTube and watch the skate, and y'all be like, okay, so next weekend, y'all come and say, oh, and you watch it. I'm just saying, it's just something different. She was an old lady. She was 80 years old. She was skating.
Absolutely.
Y'all need to live that life.
And that just goes to let you know.
I ain't
trying
to live no
boring
life.
Age. That's right. That's right.
That's my favorite movie, ATL. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta, St. Louis, Milwaukee, all over.
That's
not the one with that's the one with T.I., correct?
T.I., yeah.
Right.
Now, what was the one with Bow Wow? Because I like that too.
That's
Roll Bounce.
That was a good movie too, right there. They did their thing there.
Yeah.
And you know, I know this off subject, but. You talking about skating. I love them Drumline movies. That's my stuff right there.
Yeah.
They get me all geek like I'm in high school again. Yeah.
That's
some
HBCUs right there.
Yeah.
LL Cool J. LL Cool J did the movie as Rollerblade. Y'all seen him when he was skating? The Rollerblade, but they was a fighting movie.
That's the name of the movie, Rollerblade?
Rollerblade with LL Cool J on there. But they was doing fighting.
Check that out. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. That's like the
Rollerblade.
Like,
that's
like,
my
was,
shit.
It was like beating each other up and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, with Nick Cannon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
Drumline. I like
Cannon,
that game.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. That's his name, Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that
but when
Drumline.
I hit them drums and stuff, I want to get up
now,
and
the question is, Drumline 1 or Drumline
2?
Which one do I like the most?
High school.
Yeah.
Bring me back to my majorette days, please. Yes.
What about the rest of you, Drumline 1 or Drumline 2?
I like both of them, but one was
You know
great.
What I like about the second one? I really just like the end where they came out and they, you know, and they sent it gear with the masks on and the lights out, and they was drumming with the glowing sticks. That
yeah.
was,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yes.
That was hot, yeah. But like you say, come on now, Drumline 1, man. Come on, man. To me, it's the way they was moving with the drums. You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah.
how they was literally moving.
That's
and all
what
that.
It's all about.
Yeah.
Now, that's
yeah,
talking about fun.
Yeah.
That's freaking fun right there.
Right.
Like,
I don't know.
I know, Drumline, we always used to battle the other school. They always used to battle, yeah.
And if you look up Cleveland, Ohio, we have a place called Shaw High School, and we have, like, the baddest band in the land. They was on the news. They went to China. They performed in the Olympics. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But
You're right.
Okay. But we have another high school, and it was called Collinwood. And I literally live right in their backyard,
yeah,
and they
Collinwood,
always
yeah.
had band practice, and I would just love out there, and they was really doing their thing. Like, anywhere a drumline is, I want to be by the drumline. I love the drumline.
Yeah.
My daughter
is still the only
black female that's ever been on the drum line at our high school. They've had some girls in the percussion section, but my daughter's the only one that actually made it to the drum line.
Yeah,
so I'm really proud of her for
right.
that because I used to love
What
drum
high school was right. that?
May I Asheville High School in North Carolina. Yeah.
Somebody wanted to say something? Go ahead, absolutely.
Yeah, I do. You know, we have some beautiful colleges. We have some beautiful colleges that has the most fabulous band. You got Florida A&M Marching 100. You got them. They are awesome. You got Grambling. That shows out. You got Jackson. You got that shows out.
All right. May I come in? I think Angel and I think some more people before we'll let my guests go. Mr. Lionel and Angel, y'all have any shout outs or anything y'all want to say for Mother's Day?
I'm sorry. But Evangelist Clayton was actually talking and she wasn't finished. Can she finish what she was saying first before we do what you're getting ready to do? Because she was in the middle of her saying something.
Yeah, what?
Go ahead, Ms. Clay.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I was asking, you know, we're talking about drum lines, but then also we give credit to our universities because our university shows out, you know, they showed out at the Battle of the Band. You got Grambling State. You got Florida A&M University, the greatest marching 100 band, amen, that ever exploded, that also performed at the inauguration for Obama. You know, so that just truly lets us know, that even our presidents, you know, and our governors, our politicals are paying attention to our university. So we got to be a proxy to our university
and what they put in, because they put in overtime. They put in overtime. And these are students that's going, amen, to further their mm-hmm. education.
Right.
And at the same time, spending all these hours out on that field. Do you know that those instruments that they carry are very heavy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
You got those girls and those guys out there, those players, man, you got them carrying them big old things, them big old things that they're carrying, and they dropping to the ground, dropping it like a time, you know, with Jamie Foxx and T-Pain,
like
you know, performing, and they do beautiful. So we got to give props to
that's
our
right,
universities
right.
And,
yeah.
and our
teams, not even
you know,
the,
because they perform beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
not even the instruments have you. Oh my God, them uniforms is hot as hell.
The uniforms,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm. yep.
yes, and they be boogie when the parade they be boogie. Mm-hmm. You have from all walks of life that are performing in the parade. So we got to give props. We got to give props.
Yeah,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. DJ LJ. You wanted to say something, sir?
Oh, I was trying to get that they jumped off.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me put her.
Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Get your prayers on without leaving the house. This is 424-243-9617.
All right. Okay, well, Brian Lionel, do y'all have anybody out here have anything to say before we come out? Because we in our bonus hour, and I know we ain't got much time left for the show to end. I just want to know if anybody have any mother shout outs they want to give throughout the show. Everybody, anybody else online?
Well, I want to say happy Heavenly Mother's Day to my mother. Love you, miss you. And we're going to have a great Mother's Day. We're going to have coffee in the morning. Love you, Mom. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day.
Yeah. What's up, man? Shout out to
and
all the mothers out there, man. Y'all be blessed. All the mothers.
You too, y'all.
Shout out.
Yes. You too. Thank you for hanging with us.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
This is Fonseca.
It's been a nice show.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Go
come
ahead,
back.
Unshackable.
This is Unshackable. I just want to say happy Heavenly Mother's Day to my mom and my grandma.
Yeah.
And, yeah, happy Mother's Day for all you mothers out there.